shout hallelujah every day.
Welcome to your favorite devotional and inspirational podcast channel, Hallelujah Every Day. I'm your friend and host, Pastor Leke Toba. We take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Psalm 27 and verse 14. Bible says, wait for the Lord, be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Hallelujah. Child of God, God has never been in a hurry and can never be pressured into doing or making haste. His will and purpose is predetermined, predestined, and bound to happen. He is neither too early nor too late. God has his own sense of timing. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, Bible says, with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. God is never in a hurry, but he is always on time. Hallelujah. Child of God, Bible says all things work together for good. But what do we do while we are waiting for God to do what he has promised to do for us? Number one, trust in the Lord when your prayers don't seem to be answered. You may be tempted to stop trusting the Lord and start chasing after other gods. Trusting in the Lord may seem a little old-fashioned, may seem difficult. If you put your trust in gods of silver or gold, then you will be like them. You need to remain totally dependent on God and look for him to vindicate you. When things aren't working out as you wish, be patient. I repeat, when things aren't working out the way you wish, be patient. Stop trying to move ahead of God. His timing is perfect. Trust him as long as you call him your Father and Creator. The creature can't know better than the Creator. In similar terms, the product can't know better than the producer. Child of God, number two thing that you need to do while waiting on the Lord is to turn to him. What I mean is turn to him totally. You may wonder why he's delaying in answering you, but just keep faith alive and turn to him. Number three thing you can do is to thank the Lord. Yes, keep thanking him. Everything we have comes from God. We are dependent upon him for our next breath. He is in control of the past, the present, and of course the future. Thanksgiving prompts humility. Oftentimes, I say, thankless Christians are tasteless ingrates, so you must thank him. Thank him while you are waiting on him. Nebuchadnezzar made a big mistake, thinking that what he had achieved was all by his own doing. That is the same mistake many of us probably make from time to time. Listen to me. Thank him, thank him, and thank him. The lesson that God had to teach Nebuchadnezzar, and sometimes has to teach some of us, is that everything you have is a gift from God. The Most High is sovereign over every kingdom on earth and gives them to whoever, anyone that he so wishes. In summary, child of God, while waiting on God for something, never doubt. Never make a negative confession. Always keep your heart focused on God. Be prayerful and God will visit you in his own planned time. Now I pray with you, child of God, as the sun is up and above, shining, your glory will always shine abundantly in the name of Jesus. Your destiny will not go into irrelevance. Bible says, and God remembered. I pray with you, God will remember you today for good in the name of Jesus. Mercy will speak for you. God's time for visitation will not pass you by in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever it is that you are looking unto him and your heart appears troubled, I pray with you, let your heart not be troubled, for God will visit you in the perfect will and in his time, in the name of Jesus. Let the sanitizing power of the Holy Spirit pass through your dream life. Everything masquerading to hinder you, I declare them wasted in the name of Jesus. Any curse projected into the sun to darken the glory of your day, let the sun reject bewitchment for your sake, in the name of Jesus. The brothers of Joseph mocked him and said, here comes the dreamer. Let's kill him. I stand firm by the authority of the word of God, and I declare every announcement of evil into your day to terminate good dreams. I command their voices and their declaration to swallow them and destroy them in the name of Jesus. As no one born of a woman can naturally stare into the sun for long, any person staring into your glory today, after the order of Babel, let confusion set into their midst. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God Almighty visit whatever, wherever your goodness has been caged. For God says in his word, he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy, and compassion on whom he will have compassion. I pray the mercy of God that triumphs over judgment people fight for you. Whatever your request may be, I soak it all into the precious and everlasting blood of Jesus. All additional requests that were forwarded through WhatsApp, through email, through phone calls, and other text mediums, I soak all of them into the blood of Jesus. The glory of the Almighty God will cover your request in Jesus' name. Before I bring the podcast to a close, I say happy birthday and happy wedding anniversary to all celebrants on this special day. We celebrate you greatly. You are blessed. Heaven fortify and announce you in all good things in the name of Jesus. Child of God, please keep sharing our podcast messages with others. When you do so, you are blessing them. The good news is that it's shared all over the world. Yes, all over the world. All because of your effort, network, friends, and family. The covenant blessings of this podcast, I pray, will make room for you for increase in Jesus' name. Also, please like our pages across various platforms. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. Remember, we never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. God bless you today. Have a prosperous and excellent day. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah Every Day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day. And remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.